Now, friends, as we come to Psalm 100, we're coming to the grand finale of that very wonderful little cluster of psalms that began with Psalm 94, and it closes with this. And this is the section in which we have seen the Lord Jesus Christ as King. Jehovah is King. Just let me drop back, pick out the first verses of these psalms, that is several of them. 93rd psalm, the Lord reigneth. He's clothed with majesty. That's for the future. That speaks of the time that he'll come again to this earth. He didn't come that way before. He came, as George MacDonald put it, he came a little baby thing that made a woman cry. But he's coming next time, we're told here, clothed with majesty. And then Psalm 94, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. And he's coming to make things right on this earth. And he can do it as you and I couldn't do it. We would be vindictive. And he won't reign that way. He will vindicate, but not be vindictive. And then in Psalm 95, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. My, it's wonderful. And Psalm 96 said, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. And then here in Psalm 97, the Lord reigneth. And again in 98, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. And then 99, the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. Now we come to the great doxology. This is the hallelujah chorus here at the end. And it's the glorious finale of this very precious cluster of psalms. Listen to it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And again, I'd like to emphasize that which we repeat every now and then, and that is, God doesn't want you to come before him to worship with a long face. Now, there are times when we've got a long face. Sorrows come to us. Problems beset us. Temptations have overcome us. Now we come to God, but we come to God in repentance, asking for forgiveness and casting ourselves upon him. That's not worship. Now you worship God when you come to praise him, and he wants you to be happy. A lot of these bar rooms and motels that we get in, they have in the afternoon what they call a happy hour. Well, I wish we had a happy hour in the church without the liquid. And we need a happy hour on this program. Let's tune up for it. Get ready for it. Because we want to worship God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye land. That includes everybody. This is a universal praise, by the way. And this is the time when the world will be able to sing, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Now, that didn't take place 1,900 years ago. And by the way, that song was not written as a Christmas song relative to his first coming. That song should be reserved till he comes again. And I'm waiting to sing it at that time because I can't sing now. So I'll sing it then. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And that's what this is. What a wonderful thing it is. And it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And it's a wonderful psalm of praise. Praise to him. Worship him. Glorify him. There's not enough of that today. May I venture this criticism? And it is that. You know, we retired preachers, we become experts. We can tell all the young ones how to do it. And people in the church how to do it. And so I'm going to tell them how to do it now. I believe that today, if there's one criticism I'd want to make for my minister, I didn't have enough praise in the service. We ought to praise God, worship God. We ought to get gloriously joyful in his presence. Now, this great psalm is just like a doxology. And I think there are many doxologies in the Word of God, but the true believers today, I think, could turn, for instance, to the first chapter of the Ephesian epistle, and we could sing this one. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. He's been good to us, given us all spiritual blessings. Some of us are not availing ourselves of them. We're keeping them on cold storage, and we're keeping it for a rainy day. Well, it's a rainy day today. I don't care how bright the sun is shining. Get out this blessing and start using it. And here's another one in the first chapter of Revelation. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. My, I don't know about you, that just carries me into the clouds. Now the whole earth is called upon to shout aloud their praises unto Jehovah and to sing the mighty hallelujah chorus, because in that day the world will know him. And in this third verse here, we have something I think quite interesting. We have here a homogenizing of God as the Creator and as the Redeemer. Listen to this. It's a lovely thing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And there are a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of Christians don't. In the early church, you remember when that first persecution broke out? The apostles came back and reported to the early church there in Jerusalem. They went to God in prayer, and they began by saying, O Lord, thou art God. Somebody says, well, that's easy to say. It's easy to say, but do you really believe it today? There are a lot of Christians that are acting like God's not there. They're not acting like, Lord, thou art God. And that's what this says here. He is God. Don't you know that the Lord's God? It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. That's God the Creator. We ought to worship him because he is the Creator. He made this universe. We're going to come to a nature psalm, a creation psalm. Maybe not today, but next time. I want to talk to you about that in particular. But now notice, not only we worship him as Creator, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. How did you become a sheep? Because you're redeemed. Here's a case where the shepherd died for the sheep. Sheep didn't die for this shepherd, but the shepherd died for the sheep, and we are the sheep of his pasture. Now, wait just a moment. What sheep is he talking about here? The sheep he's talking about here is Israel. He's their shepherd, too. And you remember, he told them, from their viewpoint, he says, other sheep I have, which are not of this flock here. They don't belong to this one. I belong to that, and you belong to that if you're in the church. Listen to this. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise. Now, that's the way he wants you to come into his presence. Someone said to me the other day that attended a great church. It's been a great church in the past. And they said, I've never been in a place where it was so dead. And you know what the problem was? People weren't coming in there with praise. And they didn't come in there to be thankful. They didn't enter his gates with thanksgiving. And they didn't come into his courts with praise. Now, if you go into church on Sunday and worship, make sure, my friend, that you go there with thanksgiving and praise. And if you don't have a little of that, you're not going to be very helpful to the church. For the Lord is good. Can we say that today? I don't know where you are, who you are, why you are, when you are, but I know this, that God is good. God is good, and he's good to you. He's good to me. Oh, how good he is. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Didn't run out of it. And many of you, I guess, because he extended so much on me, thought he ran out of mercy. He didn't. He's got a lot left for you today. His mercy is everlasting. It's like that flour barrel of that widow where Elijah was. They just never ran out. And his truth endureth to all generations. My, this is a great psalm.